what farmers will plant this year. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Just barely into the new year, and farmers and analysts are already looking ahead to figure out possible plans for spring planting. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
The analysts tell us that more than likely prices in 2017 for most farm products will be
flat or declining.
Flat or declining. That's why USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson says he expects crop producers in 2017 to cut planted acreage of the eight major crops.
We expect that to fall by about 5 million acres.
Down to 248 million overall, but farmers are not expected to cut plantings of everything.
And we wouldn't be surprised if we saw area increasing for cotton and soybeans.
Mostly at the expense of corn.
Relative prices in the United States are expected to favor the soybeans over corn, so we see some acres of corn going into soybeans. We see corn coming down to about 90 million acres.
Corn growers planted 94 million this past spring. On the other side, soybean acres next year?
Expected to expand by 1 to 2 million acres to up to near 85 million acres.
It was about 83.7 million in 2016. The other crop that Johansson says could see an increase in plantings is cotton.
Cotton, we're expected to see an increase in planted cotton area rising by 5.5% next year to about 10.5 million acres. We see cotton prices strengthening relative to corn and grain sorghum, so that's why we're seeing a little bit of a switchover. We're losing some corn acres to both beans and to cotton.
For wheat, the wheat seeding story seems to be the same every year, another cut in acreage, even though Johansson says the price picture might be a little better, even with a lot of wheat in the world.
Right now, we expect wheat prices to rebound from $3.70 on average this year to about $4 next year.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.